Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Zayidiyos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bishchos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bizachar Fan, Yerziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now this Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous one. It's very long, looks very scary, but it's really not because it's broken up into a number of different sections and has quite the flow, so don't be overwhelmed. Let's just review what we learned in the previous Mishnah and then we'll be able to continue. We know that a mace or piece of a mace, the size of a Zayis, is metam if one touches it or carries it or is under the same roof as it. This is called Maga Mas and Oil. We had also learned that an Aver, a limb detached from a living person, is metame, just like a regular mace is. These two things we just mentioned, everyone agrees to. Again, the kezayis basar from a mace is metame. An aver from a chai, from a living person, is metame. And now here's the machlokes in this Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel tells us, kezayis basar apash me'aver min a chai. What about a kezayis of basar that was taken off, a limb that was detached from a person who is living? Rebbe Elazar metame, Rebbe Elazar is metame, Rebbe Yeshua ben Rechonya metarim, Rebbe Yeshua ben Rechonya, they're metaher. Here we have another machlokes. Etzim kisa'ira, ha'parish me'ever menachai. What about a bone the size of a barley that was broken off, an aver that was detached from a living person? So before we continue, we have three shitas over here about an etzem and basar, a limb and flesh, that come from an aver which was detached from a living person. Rebbe Elazar says, basar is tame, bone is tahar. Rebbe Nachmanja says the opposite, basar tahar, bone is tame. And Rebbe Yeshua says that both basar and bone are tahar. Now the rest of the Mishnah is going to be a discussion back and forth with two Tanayim asking one why he holds what he holds because of A, B, and C Svara. And so here's the first one. Amar lo Rebbe Elazar, that's Rebbe Elazar, meaning Rebbe Nachman, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Elazar, Ma'ar Yisla Tamei Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver Menachai, why is it that you're being Metamei Kezayis Basar comes from an Aver Menachai? So Amar Lahem, he told him, Matzinu Aver Menachai Kemes Shalem, we find that an Aver from a Chai is like a whole mace. As we had said, everybody agrees that when a limb is detached from a living person, that's considered like a regular mace. And therefore, what do I learn from here, says Rebbe Elazar, Maha Mace, Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver Tamei, just like when we're dealing with a regular mace, if a Kezayis Basar comes off of it, that's Tamei, Af Aver Menachai, so to an Aver Menachai, which is just like a mace, Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver, Yeah Tamei, a Kezayis Basar comes from it is going to be Tamei. However, Amru Loi, they respond to him, Loi, that's not a good comparison. Empty mace, a Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver, mace, if you're going to say that a Kezayis Basar that comes from a dead person is Metamei, that makes sense. Shekein Timesa, Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver, you're also a Metamei, a bone the size of a barley that comes from a mace. But what does that have to do with your sheet over here when we're talking about a live person? Tetamei Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver, Menachai, you're going to be Metamei, a Kezayis Basar that comes from an Aver Menachai, Shekein Tiharta, Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver, because you're Metaher, a bone the size of a barley that comes from it. In other words, we equate Basar and Etzem from a mace, and you're not equating Basar and Etzem from an Aver Menachai. And so your Shita doesn't make sense, Rebbe Elazar. Now, before we come with Rebbe Elazar's answer, we move on to another question. Amru Lo Rebbe Nachmanja, now it's Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua's turn to ask Rebbe Nachmanja, who also isn't consistent because he holds the opposite of Rebbe Elazar, that Basar is Tahar and bone is Tamei. So they asked him, Ma'ar Yisla Tamei Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver Menachai, why is it that Tamei, a bone the size of a barley that comes from an Aver Menachai? So he told them, Matzinu Aver Menachai Kemes Shalem, we find that an Aver from a Chai is like a whole mace that everyone agrees to, and therefore, says Rebbe Nachmanja, Maha Mace Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver Tamei, just like when we're dealing with a regular mace, if a bone the size of a barley comes off of it, that's Tamei, Af Aver Menachai, so to an Aver Menachai, which is just like a mace, Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver Tamei, a bone the size of a barley that comes off of it is also Tamei. So Amar Lo, they respond to him, Lo, that's not a good comparison, because Imti Mesa Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver, Shekinti Mesa Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver. It makes sense to bring Tamei, a bone the size of a barley that comes from a mace, because you're also Metame Kezayis of Basar that comes from a mace. But the Tamei Etzem Kisara, Aparish Me'Aver Menachai, Shekinti Harta Kezayis Basar, Aparish Me'Aver. How could you be Metame, bone the size of a barley that comes from a chai, if you're Metahar Kezayis of Basar that comes from an Aver Menachai? And so we have a question on Rebbe Elazar and on Rebbe Nachmanja. So now here we're going to have the response, but we basically go back to the question first. Amar Lo Rebbe Elazar, they asked Rebbe Elazar, Ma'ar Yisla Lachlok Midas Echa, why is it that you're dividing it? Meaning, why is it that you're saying that the basar is tamei and the bone is tahar? Oy tamei b'shneim, oy tahar b'shneim, either mitamei both of them or mitahar both of them. So Amar Lahem, now he responds to them, Meruba tomas habasar mitomas hatzamais, we find that toma of basar is more strict, or it's greater than toma of bones. How is this? Shabasar naig b'nevelos b'shratzim. There's toma of basar by nevelos and shratzim. Nevelos is dead animals, and shratzim is dead creepy crawlies. Their basar is mitamei, mash enkin batzamais, but that does not apply with bones. The bones of nevela and bones of a shratzim are not mitamei. So we see that the toma of basar is different than toma of atzamais. Therefore, I don't have to compare the two, says Rebbe Elazar. Davar acher, another reason, says Rebbe Elazar, is aver shesh al basar kroy mitamei magu masu oil. An aver menachai that has enough basar on it, that's mitamei, a very high level, magu masu and oil. What does it mean it has enough on it? That means it has enough basar on it for it to have healed and regenerated on its own if it was still attached to the person. So now that it's detached from the person, it's mamish considered like a 100% mace, that it's that's metame magamasan oil, and chaser habasar tame. Even if some of the basar is now missing, it's still considered an aver from a chai, and nonetheless it's metame. However, chaser haetzem tahar. If it's missing some of the bone, then it's tahar. So here we have another point where we see that basar is more chamer than the etzem, than the bone, and that's Reb Elazar's defense of his shita to be more machmir with the basar than with the bone. Now we go to their question on Reb Nechonya. I'm related to Nechonya. They ask Reb Nechonya, why is it that you're dividing your shita? You should either be metame or be metar by both of them. Remember, Reb Nechonya's shita is that the basar is tahar, whereas bone is tame. So Amalam here respond to them, actually, we find tuma by the bones more than by the basar. Shabasar parash menachai tahar. If a piece of flesh is cut off of a living person, that's tahar. It's not metame at all. If an aver, a bone, is cut off of a person and it's in its original form, that's a translation of kibriyasai, and this means it has everything on it, the basar and the gidim and the tzamais, it's a full limb, so it's actually tame. So you see that we're more machmer by aver than we are by basar. And davar acher, Reb Nechonya adds on now another reason, kizayis basar metame mago maso ba'oil. A kizayis of basar from a dead person is metame, this high-level toma, mago maso and oil. V'rayva tzamais metame b'mago maso ba'oil. So too, the majority of bones of a corpse are also metame, mago maso and oil. However, chaser basar tahar. If there's some basar taken away, meaning it's less than a kizayis, so it's tahar, it's not metame. However, chaser roiva tzamais, if we don't have the majority of bones anymore, afal pisha tar melatame ba'oil, even though you're right, it is tahar to the extent that it's not going to be metame tomas oil. Still, metame mago maso, it's metame mago maso, and so we see that the toma of tzamais is more than the toma of basar, and that's another reason why a machmir by a tzamais as opposed to basar. And davar acher, here comes Reb Nechonya with a third reason why he's correct, because kol basar hames, shupachas mekizayis, tahar. Let's say we have a mace that all the flesh together, all the basar added up, is not even a kizayis. For example, a woman sadly miscarries, and the fetus was so small, it was so underdeveloped, that even all of its basar together is not a kizayis, it's fully tahar. However, Rav Ben Yonai, the majority of the structure of all the bones, for example, the bottom of both legs and one thigh, or V'Rav Ben Yonai Shal Mace, the majority of the bones of the mace, afal pi she'ein bahem roiva, even if they don't equal up to a quarter of a kav, tamein, they're still tamei. So once again, we see that we're machmir by Ivarim of a mace, but we're makel by basar. And so that's from Nechonya's defense of himself. Now it's Reb Elazar and Nechonya's turn to ask on Rabbi Yeshua. Mar Isa latar b'shneim. Why is it that you're matar by both of them? Even though Rabbi Yeshua is consistent that he's matar both bones and basar, still Rabbi Yeshua does agree that an aver from a living person is metame like a regular mace, and therefore why is he not at all comparing basar and bone that come from it? So Amar Lahem, he respond to them, loy, because im martim mace, if you want to say that basar and bone that come from a mace, a real corpse, they're tame, that's because shesh by roiv v'roiva v'rokov. There's a special din, specifically by a mace, that roiv, the majority of its bones, or roiva, a quarter of a kav of its bones, and rokov, which is literally translated as corpse dust, which is basically when a mace completely decomposes into dust, that's metame just like the mace itself. So we see that a mace, a corpse, is very chamer. But tamer b'chai, are you going to try to apply that to a chai, a limb that comes off of a living person? She'ein by roiv v'roiva v'rokov. It doesn't have any of these dinim, and therefore you're right. Maybe the limb itself that was taken off of the chai has the same din as a mace, but not basor or bone that comes from that limb that we're not going to be machmir with. And with this, we conclude our entire discussion from these two Mishnayos. And moving on to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hey, Reb Shu, Reb Tzadik. Reb Shu and Reb Tzadik give edus about the following. Now, we know there's a mitzvah in Torah called Pidyon Peter Chamar. If a person has a firstborn male donkey that actually belongs to the Kayin, kind of like a firstborn son, and he has to redeem it from the Kayin, and that's done by exchanging the Chamar for a sheep. Now, what's this edus from Reb Shu and Reb Tzadik? Al Pidyon Peter Chamar, Shemes, that the sheep that was exchanged for this Chamar ended up dying before it got to the Kayin. She'ein by the Kayin Klom. The Kayin doesn't have any rights to it. It's the Kayin's tough luck that he didn't end up receiving the sheep. The exchange happened, so now the Chamar belongs to the owner and the sheep belongs to the Kayin, and it's too bad the Kayin didn't end up receiving the sheep and it died before he got it. Now we have a different opinion. Reb Elazar, Amir Reb Elazar says, Chayavin Bachriyuson, they're responsible for it, and when it dies before it gets to the Kayin, they have to replace it with another sheep, Kachamish Shalem Shel Ben, just like the five Shalem of a son. When a person has a firstborn son and he has to do Pidyon HaBen, redeeming the son from a Kayin for five Shalem, if he designates five Shalem and they don't get to the Kayin, he's just got to give another five Shalem to the Kayin. And it's the same exact thing, says Reb Elazar, with this Pidyon Peter Chamar. However, Chamar and Chamar say that no, ain't Chayavin Bachriyuson, one's not responsible for this Pidyon Peter Chamar if it died, El Kapidyon Shemaiser Sheni. It's just like Pidyon Maiser Sheni. A person has a bunch of Maiser Sheni that has to be brought up to your Shalem and he's not able to bring it up, or it's going to rot before he brings it up, so he's paid to it. He transfers Kedusha onto money and it brings the money up to your Shalem. And let's say along the way something happened and he lost that Maiser Sheni money, he doesn't have to replace it. And so it's the same exact thing with this Pidyon Peter Chamar. If the sheep died before before it got to the Kayin, he's not responsible for it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more Adios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.